Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Last week, reports surfaced that Nike and Amazon discussed internally about acquiring Peloton. The news came as the company laid off 2,800 employees and appointed a new CEO. In an interview with the Financial Times, incoming CEO Barry McCarthy dismissed the company being acquired for the foreseeable future. He emphasized the company had room to grow, saying it was a connected fitness company, not a bike company. Apple received another 5 million euro fine from Dutch regulators over dating apps being able to use payment systems outside of Apple's. This brings the total cost of fines to date to 20 million euros. The Authority for Consumer and Markets finds Apple's change, which does allow for third-party payment systems through in-app links to the developer's site or a built-in third-party system, requires companies to submit a separate app binary to be used solely on the Dutch storefront and also report external sales back to Apple. The ACM finds this solution to be unreasonable. Apple will continue to be fined 5 million each week it does not meet the regulator standard, though fines will cap out at 50 million euros. Apple says it will comply with and appeal the order. Canada's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Chrystia Freeland announced the Canadian government broadened anti-money laundering and terrorist financing laws. In Monday's press conference, she said, "Our banks and financial institutions are already obligated to report to the Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Centre of Canada, or FINTRAC. As of today, all crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers they use must register with FINTRAC and report large and suspicious transactions, including digital assets such as cryptocurrencies." The timing of the change was motivated by currently ongoing illegal blockades. Crowdfunding website GiveSendGo, utilized by the illegal Canadian blockades after their GoFundMe was refunded, was taken offline after being hacked and redirected to domain givesendgone.wtf. The redirect showed a video loop from Disney's Frozen and text criticism linking it to the American events of January 6. An Amazon S3 bucket was insecurely set up and leaked gigabytes of data, including photos and passport scans. A copy of the hacked data examined by The Verge listed approximately 9,300 entries with names, emails, zip codes, and country of origin. Leaked emails include some from .gov addresses, the TSA, the Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, and NASA. 9to5 Google has a first look at an Android 13 developer preview build that allows cross-streaming from Google Pixel phones to Chromebooks. Though Google's feature announcement said it would be a Chrome OS exclusive feature, 9to5 Google was able to run the web app on Windows 11 as well. Running the app on Android 13 devices allows for it to be live streamed to a browser, with clicking, tapping, and typing running as though it was native to the desktop. Google only announced the ability to reply to messages on Chrome OS, though the outlet was able to launch any app through the browser, so more functionality may be coming before launch. Intel announced a definitive agreement to acquire Tower Semiconductor, which provides semiconductor components for automotive, medical, industrial, and consumer uses, as well as aerospace and defense. The transaction was unanimously approved by both boards of directors and expected to close in approximately a year. Intel will acquire Tower Semiconductor for $53 per share in cash, valuing the company at approximately $5.4 billion. Apple registered 3 new Macs with the Eurasian Economic Commission, including one laptop. Apple devices generally appear in the database about 1 to 3 months prior to release, although a few registered products have lagged by up to a year. The EEC requires registration for any devices that rely on encryption technologies. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman previously reported Apple will hold its first event of the year on March 8th. Motorola and Verizon partnered to announce a 5G neckband to assist headset makers in focusing on making heads-up displays lighter, more comfortable, and more portable. Verizon Vice President of Technology Brian Meckham told Engadget, "We're making 5G wearable." Product photos show the neckband hangs like a lanyard with a magnetic cable. The front pendant weighs 3.5 ounces or 100 grams, and the back module weighs 2.6 ounces or 75 grams. Pricing and availability have yet to be revealed. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against Meta over its use of facial recognition on Facebook. Meta announced in November it was shutting down Facebook's facial recognition system, no longer identifying opted-in users and deleting more than a billion facial recognition templates. Despite being shut down, Texas alleges the program violated the state's privacy laws while it was still in operation. Samsung announced the Galaxy Tab S8 series of premium Android tablets last week. After opening pre-orders on February 9th, the company paused pre-orders on the Tab S8 and S8 Ultra, citing overwhelming demand in the first 48 hours, listing them as sold out. The middle child Tab S8 Plus remains available for pre-order. And Instagram introduced the ability to like stories, sending a heart visible through story stats instead of through direct messages. Previously, viewers could only react to stories with an emoji or a message, which would then arrive in the poster's message inbox. Head of Instagram Adam Mosseri added the change was designed to allow expressing more support for each other through the app and also to clean up DMs a little bit. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.